So, Christian Woolmar, you're one of the candidates for the Labour nomination for Mayor of London. You've brought your Woolmar bus campaign to Elephant and Castle and London Bridge today. You're launching your transport policies, and what are the key points of that policy?
I suppose the key point is that we want to make London both more affordable, more sustainable and more livable. And in terms of transport, that means obviously more people walking, cycling, using public transport, fewer people using the cars. So you have to have the right ways of channeling them towards that, both, for example, by having a more flexible congestion charge system to deter people from using things at peak times, but also, on the other hand, having a public transport system that is more accessible, that gives a fairer deal to people on the outer fringes of London, and which really is open to all in a way that sometimes it isn't at the moment because of high fares. And in terms of the environment, I think we've got a very important message, which is that, you know, London has some of the most polluted streets in Britain, or indeed in Europe, particularly in central London. And this actually kills people. It, people, 3,000 people a year almost die in London because of air problems. So we want to start off with a programme of reducing traffic, particularly in central London, by, for example, pedestrianising Oxford Street, by looking at other places where you could pedestrianise, and all in all, making London a more livable place.
And Boris Johnson is very much in the popular imagination as the cycling mayor. What's your assessment of his record over the last two terms?
Well, I must say he started off in a terrible way because he created these cycling superhighways, which didn't really work at all. And all they were was very expensive bits of blue paint. After 6.5 years, nearly 7 years, he has now at last understood that you need segregated cycle highways. You need to have a real emphasis on all over. Every junction, every street must become more cycle friendly. I think Boris has begun to understand that, but he hasn't really understood just how difficult it is for ordinary people to cycle. Indeed, we are here at Elephant and Castle, and I remember Boris Johnson saying, well, any cyclist should be able to cycle round Elephant and Castle. Well, I've cycled round Elephant and Castle a few times, and I find it pretty tough, and I've been cycling in this city for nearly 50 years. So, you know, that shows that he just doesn't understand that we have to make, you know, I'd like to see grandmothers starting to cycle. Then I'll know that we all have achieved what we aim for.
And you're warming up now for the Labour selection for contest for mayoral candidate after the general election. You've got London Labour MPs with quite a high profile falling over each other to compete in that selection. Do you think you've got a chance amidst all those household names like Tessa Jowell and Sadiq Khan and all the other people who've thrown the hat in the ring?
Yes, no, I wouldn't be campaigning for this if I didn't have a think I had a good chance of winning. Look, I've got a record of a lot of experience in transport. I've written and researched it for 20 years. I've written a whole series of books about, you know, a couple of books indeed on the London Underground. I've spent my whole working life writing about policy, understanding how policy is developed and the failings of policy. I wrote about the poll tax a lot, for example, which did for Mrs. Thatcher. So I've got a lot of relevant experience, and I think I've got a message that people want. I think those existing politicians in the race see it very much as a career move, you know, their next move from having been MPs or ministers or whatever. I'm doing this because I have a vision of a better London, and that's what got me going 2.5 years ago, going around the grassroots of the Labour Party, talking to local people, learning what they're interested in. And I think that record will stand me in good stead when it comes to the selection process.
And that selection process, unusually, won't just be between members of the Labour Party. There's an opportunity for other interested Londoners to get involved. How will that work?
That's right. I think this is a real opportunity. It's a sort of primary election selection process whereby the local Labour parties will nominate people, but then both Labour Party members and trade union members, and then a third group called Labour Party supporters, who unfortunately will have to pay £3, but nevertheless, I think it will be worth it, will be able to vote in the primary election. And it'll be one person, one vote, not like in the past where Labour Party has had trade union members and Labour Party members who had more than one vote. It'll be one person, one vote. It'll be one big constituency. And I think that gives me a big chance because I want all my potential supporters to sign up as Labour Party supporters and vote for me in the selection process.
One final question. I noticed you've been asked in the last couple of days on social media about the Garden Bridge, which is something that Boris Johnson has used London transport money to the tune of £30 million towards. What's your view on that particular initiative?
I think the Garden Bridge is an outrage, actually. It's not going to serve any transport function. It's plonking a few trees over the Thames, a very expensive, £30 million of transport for London money and another £30 million of department for transport money. I've got no idea why they want to do this. Look, Copenhagen is building bridges for cyclists, especially for cyclists. We're building a bridge that is some sort of vague tourist attraction that will be closed at night, that will be closed for corporate parties, that will have no through access for cyclists. I'm absolutely dead against putting public money into such a project.